We're going to take a minute now to talk about something that actually united political opposites this week, Pete Davidson and Dan Crenshaw. Pete Davidson is the Saturday Night Live cast member who's been all over the gossip pages because of his on-again, off-again romance with singer Ariana Grande. Well, last week he was in the news because of comments he made about Dan Crenshaw, a former Navy SEAL and now a newly elected Republican congressman from Texas.
This guy's kind of cool, Dan Crenshaw. You may be surprised to hear he's a congressional candidate from Texas and not a hitman in a porno movie.
Davidson is referencing a photo of Crenshaw in which he's wearing an eye patch. He's wearing that eye patch because he lost his eye in the war in Afghanistan. Backlash came almost immediately from across the political spectrum. And then, last night...
And what I'm sure was a huge shock for people who know me, I made a poor choice last week.
Pete Davidson apologized, and then Crenshaw showed up on set. He accepted Davidson's apology and went on to deliver some zingers of his own.
This is Pete Davidson. He looks like if the meth from Breaking Bad was a person.
And then Crenshaw took a more serious tone.
There's a lot of lessons to learn here. We can remember what brings us together as a country and still see the good in each other.
In an equally powerful gesture, Crenshaw also acknowledged Davidson's loss of his father, a firefighter, on 9/11. And he suggested that the best way to acknowledge those sacrifices is to make an effort to connect, say thank you, or never forget.
Tell a veteran, never forget. When you say never forget to a veteran, you are implying that, as an American, you are in it with them.
So, on this Veterans Day, we say thank you to all the veterans. We'll never forget.